All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
That got me every time. That lady gets me every time. Dang. All right. We just had to end real quick and hang up. The show went into archives. I totally forgot about that whole part. It didn't flow through it like I thought it would. But we're all good. We're good to go. And waiting for Dionysus to call back in. Make sure you call in the next few minutes. And then we're going to take some calls here. All right, so like I said, again, no topic will go untouched, so don't be afraid. Again, when I was making this episode, I really channeled and tried to call upon the people that needed it most and call upon the energy that was most beckoning to get on the show. So I have these angel cards, and I haven't used them for a long time, and I just randomly flipped one over, and it is this weird symbol. It's weird, I think, Kabbalic symbol. It's called Tarithel, and it's about grief, desire, compassion, and peace. And with that, that's how the show was created. And it felt that there were just pertinent energies about people needing to really release, as I have done so. You know, the shows always reflect where I am as well in my life. This is like a re-emergence back into the light of spirit. And I find that I am never alone in my endeavors. It's always very relative to what's going on in my life. So let's see, trying to get Dionysus back on air here. And bear with me 1 second. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I called in a radio show today and I sang on my radio show. I don't know why I did. I was so embarrassed. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I don't know how to say it, so I'm just going to sing it. And I did. If you want to, go right ahead. I was going to have a show where it was strictly you had to, if you wanted a reading, you had to sing about your problem. Sing about your question. It doesn't matter if you're a good singer or a bad singer, but really, it's all about just connecting to energy. I feel like when people sing, it's a very, very vulnerable moment in their life. And a lot of people, you know, only sing in the shower, or they sing when they're driving in their car. Then obviously, you know, the people that are famous for it, you know, they get paid for it, and they're quote-unquote good at it and whatever. But I think it's, again, it's all relative to what you believe in. Everything is. You know, I heard a quote that I'm sure some of you are familiar with from that movie, The Secret. It said, you know, whether you think you can or you can't, either way, you're always right. That's very, very, very true. You know, it doesn't matter. Everything's all relative and relative to you only. All right, so now apparently Skype has decided to take control of my switchboard. All this stuff is so weird. All right. Well, I don't think they might call back in. They might not. Either way. Aha, there we go. And I'm here. Dionysus, are you there?
No, I'm not.
What a funny guy you are. Okay. Alright, so we are going to go right into our first caller here. We got about 24 minutes left, so go right ahead. So area code 646, you're on the air. May I ask who is calling, please?
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Hello, how are you today?
Good. Tonight, yeah.
That was a pretty heavy response there. Got a lot on your mind. So, what's your name?
My name is Christina.
Christina. That's a beautiful name. My mother's name is Christine.
Aww.
So perfect and pristine. I always think of pristine when I hear that name, Chris. Very Christ-like. All right, so what can we do for you tonight, Christina?
Well, life has been rather tough. I'm going through this process where I'm trying to negotiate some terms with some people. Hopefully, this situation will end in my favor, but I don't know. It's been dragging on and on and on forever, and I'm beginning to lose hope in the situation.
Yeah, your heart's not in it anymore. Well, it was. It absolutely was. It feels like this is like a direct cut to your heart almost. Is there like is there a man involved, like a big, like burly man of some sort?
It's a group of people.
A group of people. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's something about what they're saying, right? They're saying something not right. It feels like, okay, I see like a snake, okay? And like if I see a snake, it's like...
Well, a snake represents shadiness, you know, sneaky.
They are.
Right.
Yes.
I think they're trying to convey to you that it's slander, yes.
Mm-hmm. Slander. I thought, like, definitely legal issues.
I am trying to handle this with them without having to go to court or anything because I'm more of a peaceful person, and I just don't want this to drag out. I just feel like...
and it is, and I can feel it. Now, I didn't... Honestly, I'm so sorry. I didn't hear anything you said in the beginning. I caught little bits of it, but... You know, I'm just trying to, like, to connect to your energy. And that's good, too, because that way I can just get the information, like, straightforward. But I can feel, like, the first thing I feel when I connect to your energy, I feel my neck getting tensed up. I feel all sorts of pressure from outside sources. And, you know, like, just like you said, you like to be peaceful. You don't like drama, you like to be at ease, you don't like to have to, you know, I guess, fight back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when in this case, I feel the urge to tell you, you know, you shouldn't run from the situation. I feel like, well, you're going to have to deal with it regardless, you know, I feel like that. Like, it's something that you do have to deal with and you have to handle. You know, and you have to be front and center in order to fix the situation, or you're going to have to move away from it completely. Like, what I mean by that is, like, you're going to end up, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I just know that, like, I don't know if this is work-related. Is this work-related?
Yes.
Okay, if it is, you're going to end up having to, like, move from the place. Like, where either by location, or maybe you'll move to like a different department if it has different parts, or maybe you'll end up leaving completely. But I do feel like you're going to end up like having to leave there for whatever reason.
Yeah,
even if you're
going
to move to a different part.
Well, I am hoping to reach a compromise with them where I can be rerouted to a different place. And
yeah, it's
going to
happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, I can feel it. Like, I know
absolutely.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, are they going to be able to help me with that? Because even though we're kind of, like, duking it out, but I feel like if they're willing to help me on this, it's a win-win situation on both parts.
Wow.
They get to get rid of me, and I get to move on.
I don't think they really want to, like, help you in that, you know, from that perspective, like, they're on your side, you know what I mean? But I feel, and I don't know if who the person is that like I just get the sense of a very like masculine type of energy where the person is like, I don't know if that's the one that's in charge of moving you, but that person, you know, they're not, they have like an attitude type of problem, like a superiority complex, you know, like many bosses do. But the energy that I feel is that, you know, I feel like they're going to get to that point that you want them to get them to. You know, you rather them hate you but get you somewhere else, you know, and, well, not really, but you know what I mean. Like, as long as they move you on, you don't care how they feel. You just want to be out of there.
But then without their help, I will be stuck and I can't move on. So it's like,
yeah,
it's like a really vicious relationship. I kind of need their help to move on, and I know they're not friends. They're kind of frenemies, if you know what if you
No,
will.
They're fake. Yeah, they don't really like you. I know, and that's horrible because you are a sensitive person, and you don't like to be in environments that are negative or tense because you are sensitive to people's negative energies, and you hate it so much. I can feel it. But
do you see that they will help me, and when will the dust settle and I can be finally free from this, like, hell?
The thing is that they're trying to connive, you know. They want to find ways to kind of get you fired or, you know, like, I can feel that. Some of them, not all of them, but some of the people involved, I can sense it. I can feel it. It's a very, like, bitter, picky type of energy. You know what I mean? Like, they want you to break. They put you under that type of pressure so that you can do something, so that you can respond in the way that, you know, you can get yourself put out. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to keep your cool. You got to keep your cool, absolutely. And if you need to, put things in writing so that they don't try to, you know, again, with the slander.
It doesn't matter if you put things in writing or not. They will just get a group of people and write stuff, and then that will overturn whatever you have. Even all the documentations that I provide, they don't even look at them.
Wow.
That's
Is there any way you can supersede them and go to a higher authority than the people you're dealing with now?
That would be going to court, and that's what I'm trying to avoid.
I see. Well, I don't really know how to get you to get out of there, you know, because you have to deal with them, and they don't want to help you. I know that you're going to be out of there. I mean, I can feel it. I don't know how or what's going to happen, but I know it is going to happen. But, I mean, if you wanted it to be on your terms in a more, you know, where there's the least amount of struggle and conflict, then, you know, you're going to have to do it on your own. I think you may have to go, you know, to court or something like that in order to just to get things moving, because it seems like things just are going to keep staying the same, you know.
So they're going to purposefully drag this out.
Yeah. They're not on your side. I know that.
Is there a company party or something coming up soon?
Not sure. I don't know. I'm very kept out of the loop of everything now.
I would try to. I feel like something like that might happen where you're going to be forced in, like, a social setting. And, you know, they're going to be, like Dionysus was saying, very fake and, you know, just not pleasant. But I feel like that will be where the movement is coming, is right after this social engagement of some sort. It could be... It could be something very unrelated. I don't want to say a death, but like something that's very, very stagnant. Either way, you're gonna have to wait it out. And like Dionysus said, you have to deal with them. There's no way around them. But there's definitely something. I keep seeing some kind of man that's going to approach you about coming to a new place. He's going to tell you that there's, like, more money and a better opportunity for you here. It's going to be exactly what you want. Do you mind if I ask what your job is? Because I feel like you really love it. Like, you love your job.
Yeah, I am terribly sorry, but I would rather not say that. Is that okay?
Okay. That's fine.
But
it's
a good profession, though. It's, you know, nothing like, I'm not a stripper or anything like that.
That's okay. I've been there, done that. Don't worry.
You know what I mean? So I'm not being coy because of anything shady.
No, it's okay. It doesn't matter if you were. Remember, I represent the light and dark.
Well, if they want to fire a stripper, then I don't have to go through this craziness, right?
It would be a different kind of crazy.
So, yeah, is it possible to give me a timeline as to, like, how long this is going to, like, last? Because, you know, psychologically, I'm really breaking down. And is there any karma to this? I mean, these people are so evil. Oh, my God. This is, like,
I feel like it's your lesson to, you know, to make you have a tougher, thicker skin, you know. I just feel like that's the lesson. Possibly, you know, I'm not really big for past lives. You know, I believe in what I call universal historical energetic memory, which is, you know, pretty much the same thing as a past life. But what I feel is that within your energy field, you know, I don't know if it was that you were just, I don't know if it was that you were mean or something like that. I don't know what it is, but I feel like the lesson now is for you to deal with situations that are, you know, rather negative in order to just gain a thick skin like that. I feel like that's the sole purpose and reason for these situations you're dealing with.
Well, I've learned my lessons, and it's time to wrap it up and move on. I mean, this is really dragging out to the point where I cannot even move forward. And, you know, I get the lessons. But you're right. You know, I was a very mean person before, and this has really changed my view of, I guess, how people relate to each other.
Yes.
You know, so you're right about that. Do you think that ultimately things will end up okay for me?
It will. As long as you learn your lesson, I feel that, you know, really learn your lesson and really apply everything you've learned from the situation.
Right. Take it to heart. Absolutely. It's the most pure place you can take it. And
you'll
then the change will come.
What? I'm sorry?
You'll be fine. I know that things are going to be better. Like, I know that for a fact.
Well, things always do get better. I mean, that's
no,
I
they
like...
don't.
That's true. This is very
not
true.
For everybody. Do you know, oh, my God, I've given so many readings, and a lot of people, they'll call in, and they're so happy, and I just feel like everything is going to be so terrible for them, and it happens like more often than not, like, and it ends up being true, you know, like, so be lucky that, you know, not lucky that I feel like things are going to get better, but, you know, just be grateful that that energy is presenting itself for you, because a lot of times things do not get better.
Okay, well, I think that's news. Well, can I ask another quick question about, from a guy's perspective? Well, there is a man, and I wonder if I can trust him.
Oh, you always wonder that. Every man. That's so funny.
I don't know. Is he trustworthy, this person? I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, I go back and forth because, you know, he's done things that are kind of shady, but there are also times where he did things that are kind of, you know, that surprises me. And it
well,
just... Well,
what dream teacher thinks. What do you think?
Hmm.
Or maybe he's just bipolar. That's why, you know, he does things that are polar opposite.
That could be one thing. I think this is a big, like, life lesson for you. Like, this feels almost like past life for me. Like, all of your relationships have gone this way. You're always, you have this gnawing fear and alarm, like, something new is going to happen that's going to really just cause this huge, ridiculous argument and all this drama. I feel like that happens almost every time in your relationships. And I think that's a really big life lesson. I almost can't even see past this. It's just this gnawing of fears that's always there. It, like, eats away inside of you. This isn't the first time this has happened, am I right? This isn't the first time you felt like that.
Well, with this person, yeah. He's done a lot of things that made me feel like it's a roller coaster ride.
Back and forth, and back and forth, yeah. Absolutely. And it plays on your thoughts all the time.
So that's why I wonder, is it, you know, am I creating the problem for myself, or is it because, you know, that's just the way it is?
Oh, absolutely, you're creating the problem. You know, it does take two to tango, and, you know, you pretty much create your entire world. And, you know, you also create the problems in it as well. And sometimes when you're you can't always control the situation and circumstances with two people, but you can always control how you handle situations like that and control your relationships with those people. Now, with this guy, I don't know, Dionysus, do you feel anything specific with him? I feel like this guy is like a charming, super lucky guy. He got everything handed to him. Like,
I don't feel like that about him.
No?
No, I feel a little bit different. I mean, maybe when he was getting raised, like, by his, you know, when he was younger, by his grandma or whoever he was getting raised by, he, you know, he had things handed to him. I think that he expects things to be handed to him. I think that he knows how to use charm. I think that this guy, he kind of, the thing about him is that he's, in this phase in his life, he's kind of going into a little bit of a depression type of thing. I don't know, that's just what I feel like. I feel like he's in a depression phase, he's kind of lonely, he's kind of, there's a little bit of a darkness to him. He has he gives me a Scorpio type of energy. He just has that vibe, you know, like where which is a good sign, because it tells me that he's looking to make he wants to make a soul connection with somebody. He is looking to be united with somebody that he can love intensely. But I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like he likes to hide things, you know, about himself. There's like some things he will reveal, and you think, you know, well, he would hide that. But, you know, that's something he would hide. But he would tell you that, and then you still get the sense that there's something that he's hiding. So I don't know. I just feel like he's a deep person. I feel like your relationship with him is more or less, about him, you know, like, it's not necessarily about you. It's for his spiritual development, if that makes any sense. You know, like, what you offer and what you bring to the table is going to kind of change him. But I don't feel like it's going to last, you know, if, like, it's something that's, you know, like a lasting relationship. I just feel like the connection is to help him grow spiritually, for whatever that may be.
I would have to agree. I think it's gonna.
But I could be wrong.
Like,
I mean, it could grow. It could change if he can change. You know, that it all, I think it kind of depends on him as well. His attitude. That, you know, if he would show his interest more and change who he is, then, you know, I think that the relationship would be, you know, there could, something real could materialize. But like I said, it's kind of up to him if he can change through you and his interaction, because he's a stubborn type of person.
And it's also up to you, Christina, if you want to wait for all of that. It's going to be it's going to take a lot of time for him to do that. A lot of time. And it could be something that you don't want to go through, and, you know, that's totally up to you. You know, if you still see the light at the tunnel, even after all these things that he's going through, because like I said, you know, that whole death transition, like the death card, it's not such a bad thing. It's just this almost rebirth, like Dionysus was saying, the whole Scorpio energy, and, you know, finding that true spiritual emergence. Yes, I tied the name in. There we go.
He's undergoing that transformation right now.
Right, yeah. Right now. And he has to. He's destined to. That's what he's supposed to do. So whatever is going on with him is going to be for his highest good. And it's just up to you if you want to stick around for that. Because you're going to be sent through that back and forth roller coaster the whole time.
Well, I just wonder, like, why am I being used by this man when I am already in a crappy, you know, situation myself, too? Can God just be a little bit nicer to me? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you mean.
He's got everything. You're right. You know, he's got everything handed to him. He's, like, the luckiest person in the world. And sometimes when I see him, I am jealous of him because I feel like I work 10 times as hard and I got probably only 10% of the recognition that he gets.
Is he a lawyer?
No, he's not.
Okay.
No.
I don't know. I saw legal or something legal with that. Just checking.
Maybe that's a me, right? Because of that other situation, you think?
A meteor, right? An astrophysicist.
Did she just say that?
No.
Funny.
He's not a stripper either.
Oh, so he's the pimp. Okay.
The luckiest pimp in the world.
Well, I guess all pimps will be pretty lucky. They got a bunch of hot girls hanging on them. Or guys, whatever. Not
does he here. Really want to undergo the transformation? That's a great job, don't you think? You guys
oh my
are
goodness.
So funny.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you. You're pretty
Thank
fun.
You.
I like you, Christina.
You
got some good vibes with you. You just got to hang in there. Stop being so mean. Just hang on to that. Don't be so
mean
anymore.
I haven't been mean. I won't.
Not now.
Yeah. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I hope you have a good rest of the
nothing.
Evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's already the end of the freaking show. How did that happen so fast? Oh, my goodness. Well, that was fun. One caller for that part. Cool. Well, I'm going to have to upgrade and get a premium account because this isn't working. I can't schedule these shows back-to-back like this.
I understand.
So it's time to upgrade. I'm excited.
Let me upgrade.
are you doing another show, Dionysus?
I'm going to see if I can. I'm not sure. I'm kind of tired, but, you know, I'll see. And I will let you know.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. Take care and have a good evening. No left, no end notes. That's just it. All right. Bye, everybody.
Adios.